we are on for the last day of a multi-six-figure vision. And today's focus is going to be all about domination. And so when I envision the word domination, I'm thinking about like getting my message out to thousands of people, figuring out what I've got to do with my vision. So we've got our vision, you're maybe still building it out. And if you still feel a little bit unclear about your vision, what I would recommend you to do is remove the timelines from it and remove the like, how is this going to work? Because those extremely masculine approaches with your business is what makes you feel really blocked. Or also alternatively, what we can tend to do as well is we can be stuck very subconsciously, even unconsciously from a very deep level of trying to make a vision that we think sounds right, or trying to cast a vision for our future that is going to please other people or keep us safe, or that we think is going to create the most success for us. And then that creates such a block because you're trying to do things from a place of like proving to others or keeping others happy or trying to not be a target for judgment or living your life by society's standards. And so very commonly when I do this exercise with clients and in the mastermind, in my private coaching, any sort of close proximity, high level container with me, I'll do a lot of visioning with my clients. And what can often come up is that there's this feeling of like, oh, I don't know. I can't see anything in the future for me, or I'm coming up to a blank, like nothing's coming to mind for me. And I can really understand that feeling. Obviously, on day one, we spoke about how the family that I grew up in wasn't really like a big dreamer or big thinker. They were very much like focused in the moment and being practical and like, what can you do now, and focus on the action in the moment. So there can also be that element of it too, but there's also a piece where it's like, we're trying to people please without even realizing it, because it's often very deeply woven into the fabric of our identity. And so that's where I really want you to allow yourself to take a breath and think, if I could do literally anything and I didn't have to worry about how I was going to be perceived, I didn't have to think about the exact how to that I'm going to make that happen yet, what would I do? And so I want you to like color outside of the lines. And sometimes it can be helpful to think a little bit more frivolously first about what you desire to do. So, you know, I've often been sharing this idea of like being flown around the world first class to talk about my vision, my zone of genius. And sometimes it can help to start with something like quite fun in that way. So like, if you could be handed an opportunity in the next month or so, what would it be like, you know, based off the person that you are now? And don't worry about like, oh, who's going to look after the kids, or what's going to happen to this, or how am I going to tell work, or what am I going to do with my clients? Like, just let go of that and just allow yourself to really tap into that parallel universe vision of what you would like your life and your business to look like. If an opportunity got handed to you tomorrow and there was no obligations and everything was sorted out, what would you like that to look like? And acknowledging that you're not blocked because you don't know what you want to do in your future and you can't access that kind of wisdom. You're generally blocked because of your conditioning, because of people pleasing that you don't even realize that's there. We're operating majority of the time, 95% of the time, from our subconscious. And there is a lot of people pleasing that can be caught up, and beliefs and conditioning and self-limiting beliefs that can make us feel like we don't know, when in reality, there's so much out there. And, you know, the visions that I've heard from my clients are like having 100 people in my membership, going viral, starting a TikTok account, having a YouTube and getting into vlogging, writing a book, doing a TED talk, hosting a world-class podcast. There's so many different ways, hosting events, hosting retreats, doing like creating your own certification. What does it look like that you would like to be doing in the vision for your future? It could be absolutely anything. It could be creating your own journal. Hello, Shannon. So happy to hear you here. We're just going through day three of the vision as well. So very happy to have you live with Krista too. So exciting. And I'm just going through like what could be blocking you from what your vision could potentially be. And going back to day one, if you feel like that's something that you need to be having a refresh on. And it's actually something that I try to do every quarter, maybe every 6 months. I'm thinking about what is the vision for my business, and am I heading in the right direction, and what needs to change now? And even to give you an insight into my own business, I was thinking about the vision that I have for my business, the amount of clients that I want to bring in, the amount of content that I want to be able to create, the quality of the service that I want to give. And something that I knew needed to change because I had been doing this exercise was like, I know that I need to hire a VA. And I literally made it happen within a week, because once you are aware of how it's going to benefit your business. So for me, if I'm like, I know that I need to get my zone of genius out there, I need to be creating more content, I need to have time to be refining my zone of genius and creating content that's really high quality and be still ensuring that I'm giving my clients an incredible service, it does not make sense for me to do the admin task and to be spending time fucking around on the back end of Zoom and whatever. And so even though for me, it was like, it's a, as I said, I think I said this yesterday, but I want to reinforce this because it was such a big belief piece for me to work through of like, even though for me, I'm spending $1,000 on working with this VA, that means it gives me back time that I can then put into taking my business to the next level. That's going to be much more valuable than the $1,000 I spend. And most likely I'm going to be able to make 10 times that amount of money by bringing back that time. And so for you, it might be an investment that you need to make because it's going to help you to bring back your time and give you the energy to put into things that's actually going to move the needle forwards. Or maybe it is like a boundary in time thing for you. Maybe you need to set boundaries with your friends and family. Maybe you need to set boundaries within yourself of being on your phone too much at nighttime and not getting to bed early enough. Or there's probably something right now that you need to change and that you can shift that's actually very accessible to you, that's going to help you to get on your way to your vision. And it might be like, it's probably going to be something really simple that you keep telling yourself you could do without, or it's fine, or there's some sort of reasoning that's keeping you stuck in that familiar pattern. And you're probably thinking about it in your mind right now of like what that thing could be to change. It could be an investment. It could be, you know, even something as simple as like setting a boundary with your phone or buying yourself a new, like I remember for me, my dog kept escaping whilst I was doing these calls and I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just let him run around. And I was like, you know what? A pet gate costs like $50 and it's going to make my life so much easier. So I really want you to step into, and that's that next level version of yourself, that multi six figure version of yourself, is not making decisions just to get by and make do. You're making decisions that are going to be elevating your life and that are going to allow you to operate in your best capacity in your life, in your business, in your day-to-day, with your habits, all of those kinds of things. So you've got your vision and now you want to be ensuring that everything you are doing is in alignment with making sure that your vision can come to life in all elements of your life and your business. And now we want to think about what can we do with that vision to get it out to the masses and to start to dominate so that you can reach the audience that I know that you want to influence and make that impact on the community that I know you want to impact. And right now, I want you to know that you are impacting more people than you could ever imagine. There is this ideology, I guess, that I heard on a podcast ages ago, and I can't find where it's from because I just heard about it ages ago, of this idea of content leakage, which is basically, it's actually a bad thing because a lot of teenagers post on social media and don't realize like who's actually looking at it and how much personal information they're giving away. But on the flip side, the way that I took to see it was like content leakage is a great thing as business owners because we're posting things on social media and our brains haven't evolved to a place where they can actually understand that if 100 people are viewing your story, that's really easy for us to compartmentalize and be like, oh, it's only 100 people or it's only 50 people. When in reality, if you were in a room with 50 people, that would make you feel like you are making a huge fucking impact because actually being able to see that shows you the effect that you are having. So just remember and always like keep in the back of your mind, there is someone right now talking to their friends about, oh, I really want to invest in this coach. Or there is someone right now talking to their partner, telling them about how badly they want to work with you and how can they make it work. And they're trying to be resourceful. There are people always conspiring behind your back in a positive way to think about how they can support you, how they can work with you, how they can invest in your services. And imagine how differently your business would look if you showed up with that energy of like, I don't need the proof of seeing it, because also from a evolutionary perspective, our brains haven't adapted to be able to have caught up to like how quickly social media has evolved. So you will never be able to fully grasp from a digital sense how many people are actually looking at your social media. And it doesn't even matter. It's just like anchoring into this belief that like people are watching you and people are interested in you. People want to work with you. And so if you fully believe that, because that is a really essential ingredient in you growing your vision, becoming viral, becoming known for your zone of genius is that beliefs piece first. So that's kind of what we're going to cover today. And I'm going to go into depth into a little bit more of a like formula that I want you to think about when we're going into this like domination with your zone of genius and getting your message out there and building out that community and having content that just can't help to go viral because it's in your zone of genius and being able to have that big community impact that I know that you're really desiring. And I'll give you a little bit of a run through of like how I plan to do that for the next over the next year as well and what my vision really is too. So the first thing I want you to keep in mind is like with your vision, like say for example, I'm going to go run through a couple of like practical steps. But with your vision, say for example, you want to, we'll use my example for where I'm like, I want to be flown around first class, talk on panels, ask to be speaking on events. That's like one of my visionary kind of desires that I have to speak about my zone of genius and help other people get paid for their natural strengths as well. If I want that to happen, if I can reverse engineer it, what would I do to make that happen? So the first thing we want to do is start hosting, for me, my own events where I'm speaking, where I'm organizing panels, where I'm being seen to speak, because no one's going to randomly ask me to be on a panel if they have no evidence that I am good at speaking or that I can be at events. Whereas if I start hosting events and I'm showing that I can do it and I've got evidence that I'm good at speaking and I'm posting that on my social media and I'm hiring someone to take lots of content for me, it's like 100 times more likely that my vision is going to come true. But you can see that it's going to come true because I'm putting myself in an opportune position for it to be able to happen rather than sitting back and waiting for the permission or waiting for the external validation of like, won't someone DM me and give me the chance to like talk on stage? It's like, no, you go first. And that can feel really scary, but that's the piece where we have to be really courageous in our business. And business growth doesn't happen if we're not courageous. Courageous in the investments we make, courageous in the decisions we choose from a multi-six-figure CEO perspective of hosting the photo shoot, of creating the event, of launching the podcast, of posting the social media content, whatever it might be. So if your dream is to like also host more events or have a, you know, if you want to start doing retreats, for me, I want to start doing retreats from the end of this year. So something that I have done this year is I'm actually going on a retreat in April this year. I went on a retreat last year and I want to start really gaining the experience of different retreats so that I can see what I liked, what I would do differently, and how I would run it, as well as working with an events coach last year on talking about how I can start bringing together my vision for doing retreats as well. And obviously that kind of stuff is going to feed into other elements of the vision. So thinking about for you, and if you are in a place right now where you can type into the chat, what is the kind of big vision that you have that you would like to start happening? And what is the smallest step that you can do now? And I can tell you right now that you'll never be asked to be like doing a TED talk or doing any sort of like public speaking or be hosting events unless you have proof that you can do it. And so the best way to do that is to make it happen first. I know that Shannon, you're really good at hosting events. So I wouldn't be surprised that people are already asking you to collaborate with their events. And so there's your proof. And now it's like, okay, if I want to grow it on a global scale, how can I create a bigger event? How can I collab with other people to bring more audience to my membership, to my events as well? And retreats and keynotes. Yeah, exactly. So if you're wanting to do like retreats and keynotes, do like having videos of you speaking, and even if you are doing things like doing, like if you can even work with like a public speaking coach that can teach you how to do public speaking, there's so many coaches out there. And if that's something that's really important for you, then you can talk to that person about how to make that happen as well. But the biggest thing that I would recommend is like making it happen first from yourself. And this is something that we're going to talk a lot about in the Visionary Mastermind. If you are someone that's wanting to host your own retreats, if you're someone that's wanting to get on the stage, if you're someone that's wanting to do like write a book or get into YouTube or go viral, like what are the steps that we can do to break it down and actually making that happen? The smaller steps that you can do in your own control. So even for Krista said here, retreats and keynotes. So therefore you would probably be wanting to go on your retreats, or I don't know if you've already been on a retreat, taking lots of social media content whilst you're doing that and then putting it on your social media so that people can see, oh, that's something that you do. There's proof. I can see that you're good at it. Like, and then that will then lead into more opportunities kind of down the road. And then in terms of like, say, for example, if you want to be writing a book, a great way to be like writing a book is to show that you're really good. Sorry, I'm late. Just finished a yoga class. Oh, lush, Kendall. What a way to really get into your brain when you're in that lush place. I freaking love doing yoga. So I'm just going to mute you there. Shannon, welcome back. I'm glad. It sounds like you dropped out, but you've come back again. So I'm really excited to have you again. So whatever it might be. So I was talking about if you want to be writing like a book, having a zone of genius is an incredible way for you to be able to then pitch your idea to a publisher, because they are so much more likely to publish a book when they know that you have a fresh and unique perspective and you've got a unique selling point. Even furthermore, if you've got an audience on social media or a platform, that also really helps with writing a book. But furthermore, if you're writing a lot on your social media, or you're doing like a Substack, or you have a consistent email list that you're sending out, like really thinking about these are the tangible steps that you can do now and break down your vision in a way that is much more accessible and attainable to you, so that you keep your vision as like that North Star of like, what can I do today to make it happen? And that will start to like snowball into it. The other thing that I'm personally going to be really focusing on, and I'm really going to be focing on with the Visionary Mastermind this year, I need some water. My voice is a bit raspier in the morning, is creating more viral content. So I have had many, many, many a client go viral in my world. So Kendall, when we first started working together, I think it was early last year, had about 800 followers. And I'm pretty sure her goal was to go to like 2,000 followers. And then in the time that we worked together, you literally are almost now at 50,000 followers. I've had so many clients hit 10K followers, like quadruple their following in that time. And this is something that we're going to be following and taking even to the next level in the Visionary Mastermind as well. Literally insane. I know, Kendall, it's amazing. And the kind of content that goes viral, you don't necessarily need to go viral in order to have like a big impact, to be well known, to be remembered, all of that kind of stuff. Because I have people coming into my inbox all the time asking me to work on like my zone of genius, or to work on their zone of genius, so that I know that I'm having a lasting imprint on people, because people are coming to me about what I talk about without me necessarily having to be showing up that day, that week, or even launching something, you know. And I have quite a successful business without having gone viral. So it's definitely not, I do not believe that in order to grow your business that you need to be going viral. However, the desire I have is to reach a bigger community. And that's something that is important to me from a place of like service, because I know that what I know that what I have to offer is so important to people. And I'm so deeply in belief of like, people get to be paid for their natural strengths. And I have this really big overall belief, and you probably have this within your business. I know me and Krista had an incredible call yesterday where Krista's a money coach, and like, there is so much work that needs to be done around the conversations that we have with money, because there is so much disempowering and shame with money. And so that, you know, that message, I really want you to spread it on a global message, global impact, or like on a global scale is what I'm trying to say as well. So the viral thing is a bit of a head fuck though, because you get addicted to the high, and I'm not 100% sure what it is that I did to create those reels that go viral. I try and recreate and it flops, so it's very confusing. Yeah. So the kind of content, and Shannon, you with your self-love message needs to be on a global scale as well. Like, I know that you have that desire within you, and kind of the first step to like going viral is like being okay with it. Like, it's okay to want engagement. It's okay to want more social media followers. Like, that's not a bad thing. What is a bad thing is when we wait for that external reality to happen before we start showing up like that, or before we start taking ourselves seriously. Because it's ironic, because if we start taking ourselves seriously and we show up as if we're already really successful, as if we already have a really big audience, it is actually a way to expedite and make that result happen a million times faster as well. So when we think about viral content, and this is something that I'm going to be doing a lot more over the next like 3 to 6 months as an experiment as well, is previously I have focused a lot on creating content that was quite aspirational and quite educational, talking about my zone of genius, talking about my point of difference, which is amazing. But it's like that educational content is generally not the kind of content that has ever gone viral for me. Now, the kind of content, or for my audience, the kind of content that goes viral, and this is going to be a little bit of a switch up in the way that you have probably previously heard me speak about zone of genius, speak about content, is more of that relatable content. But we want to be careful with the relatable content that we create, because we don't want to create relatable content that is speaking to people's pain points or speaking to people in their victim, but speaking to relatable content that is something that a wider audience can understand. So like Kendall, you know, the reason why a lot of your content has gone viral, I would say, is because you're talking about concepts that a lot of people in their healing journey can relate to. So for example, when we're talking about having a parent that was really hypercritical, for example, or talking about a partner that made you feel really anxious all the time. Like, it doesn't really matter who you are or where you are in the world. Like, even I heard this video, I can't remember where I heard this, on a podcast somewhere, but this woman was talking about how she was a psychologist, and maybe someone will like help me to remember my memory here. But like, this woman was talking about how she was a psychologist and she would go into refugee camps to talk to the refugees and give them, like, you know, obviously therapy. And she was like, even though they were in the worst conditions and they didn't know what they were going to be doing in their future, and there was like, you know, they'd had to flee their country, the only thing that they wanted to talk to her about was their relationships, of like, oh, this person hasn't messaged me, or like, we're not talking, or they're not supporting me, or my mom's doing this and they're saying this. And like, you know, for you, Kendall, it just goes to show that it doesn't matter what situation someone is in, they are interested in, and they will always be able to relate to this idea of like relationships and wounding and anxiety and parents and father wounds and daddy issues and all that kind of stuff. Focus on 2024 is getting my service and mission and message to more women in the world. It's not like a book or keynote speaking this year, and definitely want to go beyond one-on-one and intimate group containers, evergreen courses, more short courses, welcoming more people into my containers, and expanding my energy so I can hold space for more people. Yes, so I'm going to talk about that as well. But in terms of like getting that viral content, it is more about the content that is like, it's actually quite it's easy. And so it's like changing our mindset to this idea of like content that needs to be really deep and really educational and really valuable, because that kind of content is not the content that's going to grow your audience. That kind of content is what's going to turn your current audience and convert it into followers. And the kind of content that brings me the most clients normally doesn't get very many likes at all. It'll be the kind of content or posts that get me the least amount of likes, or, you know, the content that brings people into my masterclasses doesn't really get that much engagement, because people are like, okay, cool, I'm going to go sign up to this masterclass. Like, the aim of that kind of content is to show off your expertise and to show people why they should pay attention to you and why they should pay you and turn up to your webinars and your masterclass and that kind of stuff. But the kind of content that's actually going to grow your audience is the kind of content that is more relatable, that is, and I still recommend that you do it in your zone of genius. So like, as I was saying yesterday with my clients, when they're talking about like, as a therapist of 10 years, or as finding a method that helps you heal your trauma faster than traditional talk therapy, whatever, you know, with Krista, like paying off all of this debt, whatever it might be, you can still bring your zone of genius into it, because that is going to make it slightly different enough so that people want to pay attention to it. Because the temptation with like relatable content is to then make it uber relatable, but then it becomes so relatable that it's like obvious, like it's too like easy to skim over. So it's like finding that balance of making it relatable and making it accessible to a wider audience, but then not making it so relatable that it becomes like just the same as everything. So that's why knowing your zone of genius and like integrating it into relatable content can make it pop off so much, because it's like would love a snappy Zog phrase to put in on my content. Yes, we're definitely going to do that in the Visionary Mastermind as well. We have a call in the Visionary Mastermind that's going to be all around like brand development and getting really clear on your zone of genius, because people don't realize how much work is actually put into your zone of genius. And when we're wanting it to like dominate and reach a wider audience, we need to be so clear on exactly what our zone of genius is as well, and being able to write basically a manifesto on it. Like I always, like if I asked you a million different questions, and this is what we're going to do in the mastermind around your zone of genius, like for, you know, for you, Kendall, like using shadow work, somatic methods. If I was to ask you a million different questions from a million different answers, you would ideally be able to answer it from all of these different angles in a really snappy way. And that takes a lot of time to be able to get to that place where it feels easy and natural and where it really rolls off the tongue. That doesn't happen overnight. And that doesn't happen when we're just focusing on having like a good term for our Instagram bio. It needs to happen when we're having these conversations around actually like developing your zone of genius. Okay. So if you go on like TikTok, and there are a lot, Shannon says, minus to really tune into my Zog and also build authority around it and make self-love more empowering, fun, and exciting. Yeah, I love it. So needed. So if you go onto TikTok and you see what kind of videos are going viral and you see what kind of products go viral. So for example, have you guys heard the story behind like the Stanley cups? Like everyone, or even like Frank Green water bottles, like have, oh my God, mine's absolutely been beat up. You can tell that I literally, oh my God, it's just like flaking off. Am I okay? Just going to put that down over there. No worries. No one can see. But have you heard about like the backstory of Stanley cups? Because I saw this the other day, and this is really interesting for us to consider in our own marketing and branding as well. Stanley was a brand mainly used by like workers, laborers, tradies, because it's known for being like really hardy and durable, right? And that company's been going since like the 80s. So that's like 40 years. And it's always been like a pretty like successful company, but it wasn't like a real global sensation and going viral. And I think what happened was that they were like wanting to get like they saw like basically a gap in the market of like, okay, we're targeting towards all of these like men and laborers in that very specific industry. What if we made it cool and put it into different colors that were more feminine and kind of speak to this market that is completely untapped in terms of this kind of product? So like, you know, I think a lot of like if hikers use these like Yeti cups or people that go camping, it's all very like masculine and not very pretty and aesthetic. And so then they started marketing it towards more women and making it like more aesthetic for them. It goes on TikTok and it goes fucking insane, right? So there's so many people that want to buy it, but that content and that product doesn't go viral because it's a completely new concept that no one's ever thought of before. It goes viral and goes like multi, like so successful, the biggest growth that they've ever had in 40 years, which just goes to show as well that just because something is taking a long time doesn't mean that it's not working. Like there are so many stories around that, and it's so pedestaled in the coaching industry that, oh, I made six figures in the first 6 months of my business, and if you're not doing that, there's something wrong with you. You must be doing something wrong, you know, blah, blah, blah. When in reality, there's so many stories of success that happen over years. And actually it makes it more impressive that you have been going after it for years. Like no one would look at Stanley and be like, oh, can't believe it took them 40 years before they had this like viral moment. It's like, wow, that's fucking amazing that that they were going for 40 years and they're putting in all of this love and energy and time into creating an incredible product. And then they had this moment, right? Same with like, you know, that I posted that song, and I think Krista, you reshared it as well, of that superstar song where it's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, let me scream if you want some more, like, push it, watch me work it. You know that song? Because of Saltburn, it's gone viral again. And the creator of that song has been creating all of these amazing reels talking about how she released this song 17 years ago, and now it's having more streams than ever before. And again, that makes it more impressive, the fact that she released it 17 years ago and it's having like a renaissance now because of a movie. And it just goes to show you never fucking know how things are going to work out or how your success is going to really kick off, because there is like no way that that person who made that song would have ever have known that in this year or last year in 2023 that a movie was going to come out, go insanely viral and use their song and then be able to give them like more money. And it's like, this person is now getting all these streams on Spotify for literally doing nothing different. It just so happened that someone recognized that song and put it up there. And so now she gets to roll it in whilst all of these songs, whilst this song kind of has a renaissance. So it just goes to show that you don't necessarily have to do something different or crazy in order for your big moment to happen and in order for you to create success and money. Obviously, the foundations were there. It was just waiting to happen. So anyway, going back to like this idea of Stanley, it's not like the reason that it went viral wasn't necessarily because of the incredible materials or because of like, you know, they don't really talk about like, yes, it keeps like cups cold and stuff like that. But there's such a vibe that's being created around Stanley of like, you know, it being aesthetic, it keeps me hydrated. I love holding it. Like it's become an accessory that's been like, yes, there are some benefits of it that have made it go viral of like, it keeps the water cold and it's a big cup and all that kind of stuff. But it's really been like created. It's really like had this like brand positioning where people like think about a Stanley cup is not for a laborer. It's for like a chic aesthetic, clean girl vibe. Like, you know, it's what people want it, not because it keeps their drink cold, but because it makes them feel cool and like they're a part of something. So when you're thinking about wanting to make your own business like pop off like that to a place where they're like, oh, I really want this, going back to tapping into those emotions, you want to think about how you can position it as something that is a real desirable thing in the way that the Stanley Cup has. So anything that's gone viral, it's like they always have a unique kind of like zone of genius that makes that person want to be a part of it. So I would say like the zone of genius of like Stanley Cup, for example, is yes, it keeps the drinks cold, but also it was like, there's plenty of like offers on the market that does that. I would say like the main thing that is really underrated and it's very subconscious is that they made it in cool colors that would make people be like, oh, I want to buy this because it kind of represents me as like being a clean girl, being a woman, like it's more feminine. Whereas beforehand, all of those products that did keep the, you know, drinks cool were like very much towards like men and masculine colors and camping and like khaki and camo and all that kind of stuff. So when you're thinking about your service, if you want it to go viral and you want your community to be like, oh my God, I fucking love this and I want to be a part of it, you need to really anchor into the entity behind the business, like the identity of it, the zone of genius and what it is that you have to offer that you can give, and you all have something that you can offer that no one else can to your clients. What about your experience sets you apart? Because that's the only way. You don't have to create something new, right? This idea of having cold water bottles already exists, but what Frank Green did about it was they made this cool straw and they made cool colors and that made it go viral and heaps of people wanted to spend. This is a fucking expensive water bottle as well. Like this is like $80, but I'm willing to buy it because it's cool, because it has a vibe, because it aligns with the values that I have. I'm the kind of person that wants to invest high ticket into things that I use on a daily basis, right? They're not trying to make it affordable. They're not trying to speak to people that want to buy a cheap water bottle. They're speaking to people that are a premium price point. So thinking about, I think sometimes it's easier to think about like an offer. And so what people do with a premium price point, if they're selling a product, is they invest in their product to make it the best that they can possibly be, to make it cool, to make the marketing stand out. All that kind of stuff contributes to you wanting to invest money into it. And so when you're thinking about positioning yourself as a premium ticket offer, it's like you invest in yourself because you don't have a product. You are the product. You invest in yourself so that you can position yourself in the way of photo shoots, coaching, mentoring, qualifications, reading, learning. There's all ways that you can invest in yourself. So just thinking about that, because the reason why, you know, Frank Green has gone viral as well is because they have really fucking cool marketing. They have a zone of genius of like having cool colors, being able to keep water cool, using the straw that is not like previously used as much. All of those things contribute to that, you know, product going viral. And so it's like, how can you invest into your own marketing, your own branding, your own abilities, your ability to show up, because that's what's going to help you as a service-based business blow up and go viral. So we're going to finish off with like my little kind of formula that I have in terms of like world domination. And this is going to be a key foundation for the Visionary Mastermind. And it is, you need to have a zone of genius with a vision, Because if you just have a zone of genius and you know what you're good at, you know what your unique selling point is, but you don't have a vision, you're not going to go very far. You're not going to be able to create the impact that you know that you want to. You're not going to be able to help as many people as you possibly could without your vision. You also need to ensure that your conditioning is actually in a position where it's fueling your vision. So if your conditioning is one of like, it makes such a difference because if you, so for example, with going viral, if you think that, oh, in order to go viral, like there might be like some piece of conditioning around it of like, oh, I'm scared to have too many eyes on me. That's a big thing. I'm scared to be too visible. I'm scared to be seen because maybe you're worried about other people's judgments or you have imposter syndrome. So you think you're not legit. Obviously, logically, you're like, fuck yeah, give me a million followers. Fuck yeah, give me $1 million. But there's always some piece of conditioning that's blocking you from having it now, normally from a place of protection. Because otherwise, if not, then you would already be basically having that thing. So it's like important that we look at the conditioning when we're thinking about our zone of genius and our visioning to look at what is making me feel scared about having that or where's the resistance here? What's holding me back from stepping into it? And if I really look beneath the hood and I focus on those beliefs that are subconscious and lying beneath the first layer, what would make me feel worried or scared about having more followers, about really owning my zone of genius, about really claiming that I want to have a global impact or going viral, all of these kinds of things. And even if you want to post in the chat below, that would be really helpful because that's a great way to start to air it out. And obviously your conditioning can slow down your journey or you can flip it around and it can massively be like rocket fuel to your journey and your business. So if you have the conditioning of like, and this is something that you want to work on, you know, in the Visionary Mastermind, we have a full call every single month based on your mindset as well. So we're going to be going deep into energy work and somatics and all the kinds of things. So, but from just a conversation that we're going to be able to have today, it's like trying to now look for evidence of what it is that you desire to have. Because once you have the evidence, it starts to also become undeniable that what it is that you desire is worthy of you having. So for example, if you're worried about being seen and you're like, okay, if I have 1 million followers, there's going to be so many eyes on me. I'm going to have so much hate. People are going to hate me, whatever. It's like looking for the evidence in the past for where potentially you have already grown an audience. So say, for example, you have an audience of like 5,000 people and how has that gone for you? Or maybe you have an audience of 500 people. How has that already gone for you? And have you been able to handle it? Yes. So therefore, you have evidence that when your audience grows and you have more eyes on you, you're able to acclimatize to it. And of course, you don't know what it's going to feel like until you have 1 million followers, but eventually you're going to acclimatize to that as you start to grow, because it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to at least have a couple of weeks or a couple of months at the fastest rate. So it's like looking at the evidence in the past of when you have grown or you've gone through a similar experience where you have survived and it's been okay. And even within your business of like, am I going to be able to, you know, work with more people? Am I going to be able to have more people in my courses? And it's like, at some point you thought the life you are living now and the business you are running now was never going to happen and you were never going to have a client. Whereas now you have that proof that you already have a client. So it's basically just a matter of multiplying it. And you have all the evidence actually in your past that it can happen. It's simply just doing it on a larger scale. And why not you? You don't have any evidence basically that like people always think that they're going to fail or it's not going to come true because our mindset is in that negativity bias. But in reality, there's always way more proof to in your past to say that you're going to be successful and that it's going to work out because you're the kind of person that always makes it work than you actually failing. So let me just read through these chat. I've noticed the pressure I felt if it wasn't happening straight away. I'm focusing on the long game, but I want it to feel natural and not high pressure and doubting myself. Yep. There's such a you need it right now emphasis in the coaching world, which makes me feel panicky or feel poo. Yeah. I think I worry deep down that the more if people are making you feel shit, also just unfollow them as well. By the way, I want to give you permission to do that. But it's also looking at like why you think it's wrong that you haven't gotten there faster. Like, why is it a bad thing that it's taken you X amount of time? And there's all of these timelines that we apply to our journey that really don't have any basis or fact. Like if it takes you 10 years, why is that a bad thing? We don't really have any fact to like absolutely prove that. I think I worry deep down that the more people I work with, I'm opening myself up to more people who can tell me I'm wrong, bad, not good enough, or not worth their investment. I mean, yeah, that might happen. And it's not a good idea to like positively affirm ourselves out of that. Instead, what we want to do is look at why that would make us feel bad and what that would trigger within us. And can we be okay with people placing their projections on us and being able to hold what we know to be true of like, I'm showing up to my commitments? Because I had this a lot. Like when I moved from like 10 to 20K months, I noticed this a lot as well, where people and clients started being like, oh, you know, why are you being more successful? You're talking about money so much. It's not working as fast for me. Why are you getting results and I'm not getting that? I got that a lot when I went from 10 to 20K months, and I don't really have it anymore now. I think I've shifted my marketing a little bit more. But like the truth of the matter is you are working in a customer facing job. So therefore you're going to have to deal with sometimes people wanting refunds, being dissatisfied, whatever it might be. And it's more about being like, I'm going to be able to handle it. And if there is genuine feedback, then yes, I'm willing to listen. But 9 times out of 10, those people are just dissatisfied and they're looking for someone to blame. And so it's being able to look at your business and going, these are the commitments that I set out. And this is why I really recommend having like a guidelines booklet. You'll see the one that I hand give in the Visionary Mastermind, so that you can refer back to it and be like, these are the things that I said that I would be able to do for you. Outside of that, I can't control certain variables. And it's just being able to trust yourself that you're going to be able to hold those conversations as well. And the thing is that when you have a bigger audience too, people do tell you that you're wrong, and you will not have the capacity or the energy, and nor is it a good use of your time to be able to try to explain yourself to everyone. And it's just like letting go of that and being really anchored into your own zone of genius and what you know to be true and what you believe in. My vision is to host self-empowerment keynote talks, yes, events, build a brand and platform online of self-celebration, women's empowerment, reclaiming their power and no longer playing small. It looks like bright colors, abundance mindset, and high vibes. I want to build a community. Yes. And I feel like you're literally already doing that, Shannon. It's just like taking it to the next level. I noticed I was operating from self-comparison, scarcity mindset, but that has come from my events, etc. I'm feeling a bit of pressure to do more in Sydney, and it's been killing my coaching confidence. Feeling a pressure to do more in Sydney, like because Sydney's like quite a go place, or you know, and like however many people turn up to your events, for example, is the perfect amount of people. Like, why is it like I'm going to show up to any training, any course, any Instagram live, any podcast, whatever, whether there's one person or a million people on it, the exact same way? Because I truly believe, why is turning up for one person not as important as turning up for a million people? So it just doesn't bother me. I'm not affected by it. And I'm happy to, you know, it's obviously meant for that one person, for example, to turn up. Love the idea of a guidelines booklet to make it crystal clear. Yes. And you will get my copy in the Visionary Mastermind as well that I'll be sending over, so you can use that as a little bit of a template. Okay. So going back to what I was saying, we need our zone of genius so that we know what we're good at. We need our vision so that we know where we're going. We need to ensure that our conditioning is fueling us where we are going. And if not, we need to decondition our mind, because what you believe will truly make such a difference. Lots of clients that I have come to me as well, they know what they're good at. They know what their vision is. They have the skills to actually execute on it. And the only reason why they're not able to go viral is because of their conditioning, because of child, you know, beliefs formed in childhood, and like the beliefs that aren't serving them essentially. And so you can have like a really clear zone of genius and a really clear vision, but if your conditioning isn't fueling that vision, then you're not going to go anywhere. And then the last piece I say is like your identity. So are you the kind of person that gets things done? Are you the kind of person that is ambitious? Are you the kind of person that is a big thinker? And a lot of people get stuck in this identity of, oh, things just don't work out for me, or I'm not a very patient person. And that's kind of like conditioning, right? And like these two are kind of like interlinked as well. But you know, you can be an ambitious person. Like for example, I'm a very ambitious person, but I can have conditioning around, oh, what will my parents think, or what will my mom think, or whatever. So I need to get rid of that so my ambition can fully flourish. So it's thinking about the kind of person that you are. And all of those things together are going to contribute to your vision going into the world domination. And that's going to be, as I said, an essential, that like kind of Because if, as I said, if you've got a high zone of genius but no vision, you're not going to go anywhere. If you don't know what your zone of genius is, but you want to start doing events all over the world, it's not going to pop off as much as you want. So like, it's like we want to find a balance of all of these different things. Feeling this, a little fear of notice because I don't want to be made fun of. Yeah, totally. Or like, again, going viral, posting more social media content, taking yourself too seriously because it's like, I'm going to be made fun of. I felt myself shifting my identity in the wrong way lately because I've been procrastinating a lot more, but I still know I'm ambitious AF. Yeah, it's such a mental contradiction. So I would say like the ambition's still there. What needs to shift is the conditioning, and potentially because you know that if you allow yourself to be ambitious and it's a protection mechanism, then you're going to hit a new level and you're procrastinating because it feels safe and it's keeping you stuck in what feels familiar. And like, you know, you're a very self-aware person, Kendall, so you're probably already clued onto this a little bit. But I don't believe that we're ever just procrastinating because we're lazy or because we can't be bothered. Procrastination is almost always a protection mechanism. Okay, so we're kind of going to wrap up there. If you have any little questions that you want to add down below, let me know. As you know, I've been talking about the Visionary Mastermind all week, and you get to save $2,000 if you join by this Sunday. We've got Kendall in here that is going to be a part of the Visionary Mastermind, which I'm so fucking excited. I haven't even officially launched this to the public, but I'm going to be launching it to the public this afternoon, officially with the new branding and everything. So I'm really excited, but you're getting the first inside scoop here. If you have enjoyed the past 3 days, innovating, elevating, and dominating, that is what we're going to be doing on like a much bigger scale in depth in the Visionary Mastermind. And it's all about building out your vision, getting really clear on your zone of genius and amplifying it out on a global stage, becoming the expert, being able to not only build a coaching business. And I'm so excited by what I've heard today around hosting events, retreats, speakers, like all of these fucking epic things that also get to happen alongside of our business. Like the Visionary Mastermind is for visionaries. So it's not just for people that are like, oh, I'm happy to like work with a couple of clients and build a business, whatever. It's like, no, I want to build a business and I want to fucking do things. Like I want to get out there and make things happen and, you know, explore different ways that I can grow my audience and grow my business and get on a stage and write a book and create music, whatever it might be. Like that's really the desire that you have. And that's what makes you excited. You want to impact the world and use your business as a tool to change the world. You want to use your zone of genius as a way to change up the way that things have been done in the traditional sense in your niche, most likely. So as I said, you save $2,000 if you sign up by Sunday. We're going to be starting, kicking off next week. You get an onboarding call with me as well, where we're going to go through a visioning exercise together so that we get really clear on what the 6 months in the Vision Mastermind is going to look like. We have 3 calls a month. As I said, there's an intention for every call: strategy, mindset, brand development. We also have messenger coaching, which is honestly one of my favorite parts of coaching because you get to have that support and it's on the go. What else do we have in there? You get access to the full Ministry of Genius membership as well. So that's all of your courses, all of the courses that I've done in the past, all of the masterclasses that I've done in the past and everything that's coming up. So we're actually about to start the Offer Expander. That's going to start this afternoon. And I know Shannon, you're in the Offer Expander, which is super exciting. And all of the courses and programs that are coming up for the next year as well, that alone is worth 25 grand and you get that included. And the reason why I include that in my mastermind is because the membership gives you all of the courses, which is an incredible foundational knowledge. And then in the mastermind, because it's such close proximity, you get that personalization of actually integrating it into your business and your life. I wonder if there's anything else in there. As I said yesterday, the Visionary Mastermind is really for someone that has an established business. So you know the kind of clients that you want to work with. You have an offer. You're consistently posting on social media. And ultimately, you want to be making multi-six figures in your business. Like it's not so much about where you are now, but it's about where you want to be as well. So if you're curious about it, send me a DM saying visionary. You can reply to any of the emails as well that you've gotten with the replays and the reminders, and I can give you more information there. There are very limited spots because of the high level of support. I like to keep it nice and intimate so that everyone can be showered with attention and so that you can still get that really intimate experience. Is the best next thing to one-on-one coaching without having to pay the high ticket investment of one-on-one coaching. So thank you for being here for the past 3 days. If you're catching the replay on YouTube, which I know that a lot of you have said that you will be, comment down below, let me know your thoughts. And remember that if you take a photo, tag me, and share it to your stories, you will be going in the running to win a one-on-one coaching, one-on-one coaching prize with me. And I will put that in the, I'm going to announce that via Instagram. Oh my God, my brain is going scrambled. Thank you so much for being here. It's been the freaking best. I always feel so good after these calls. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. All right. Thank you for being here. Love you all. Talk to you all soon. Bye.